Now, Stephen, I'd really like to know, what do you say at the start of a meal in England?
You don't really say anything, actually. I mean, you can say, oh, this looks delicious, or something like that, but there's nothing formal that you say.
Really? Because in Germany, it's guten Appetit, so is there such thing as good appetite?
No, nothing like that.
Oh, that's surprising. And what time, roughly, do you have lunch and dinner?
I'd say that you have lunch at round about 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And dinner at about 7 o'clock. I mean, obviously, sometimes it can be later, 8 o'clock,
right,
even 9 o'clock. But normally, I would say about 7 o'clock.
Right. Well, that's roughly the same in my country, I think. And tell me, how long does a typical lunch or dinner last?
I would say that lunch and dinner, I would say they last about half an hour, 30 minutes.
Is that all?
Yes, if it's just an informal lunch. I mean, obviously, if it's a dinner party or a special occasion, it would last longer. But if it's just
a family meal.
Yes, but if it's just an everyday family meal, then half an hour.
All right. And now that's just my curiosity. In which hand do you hold your fork?
Oh, that's simple. You hold your fork in your left hand and knife in the right hand, always.
Yeah, that's the same in my country, yeah. And tell me, Stephen, do you actually use a napkin, like generally in Britain? And if you do, tell me, where would you put it?
Some people do, and some people don't. There are no rules, really.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a slightly posh or smart place,
mm-hmm.
you're probably more likely to have a napkin.
Yes.
If you do use a napkin, you put it on your lap.
Right. So you wouldn't put it round your neck like the French?
No. Well, generally
rather
not.
On the lap.
Yes.
Yeah. And tell me, at which meal would you eat the following food?
Mm-hmm.
Melon. When would you eat that?
Melon. Well, you could really eat melon for breakfast,
mm-hmm.
Or for lunch, or for dinner. Any of those three.
All right. Mm-hmm. And how about pasta?
Pasta, I would say lunch, certainly, and dinner, but not breakfast.
Right. And how about fish?
Fish, you can have fish for breakfast or lunch or dinner. Yes, all three.
All right. How about steak?
Steak, lunch or dinner, not breakfast. Though apparently in America they do, but not in this country.
All right. And tell me, where do you actually put your knife and fork once you have finished your meal? Is there a specific way you would put that in England?
Yes, there is really. What most people do is they put the knife and fork together in the middle of the plate, so the handles pointing towards them and the points are facing away from them.
Oh, is that right? Because in Germany you couldn't do that. You'd have to put it slightly sideways.
Oh, really?
Both of them parallel but slightly sideways. It couldn't be in the middle. And how about your hands? I mean, during a meal, I mean, or where would you put your hands when you're at the table but not in the process of eating?
I think most people will put them just on their lap.
Really? Now, that's interesting because, again, in Germany, you couldn't do that. You have to have your hands on the table, sort of just loosely, just lying on the table. That couldn't be under the table.
No, I think most people would have it certainly underneath, just on the lap.
Uh-huh. And tell me, how do you eat cake? Do you eat cake with a fork or a spoon?
I think informally, you eat cake with your hands, with your fingers.
Yeah.
In a slightly more formal situation, or if the cake is particularly sticky or messy,
mm-hmm.
you might use a fork.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either a fork or hands, really. A spoon, you normally eat things like pies or puddings.
Right. Would it be a smaller fork, like a cake fork, or
yes,
would it be
a
normal?
Yes, quite a small fork.
Yeah, that's the same, actually the same in Germany. And because you were just saying you eat cake, you can eat cake with your hands. What food do you usually eat with your fingers at the dining table?
Chicken bones.
Yes.
Normally, you know, bones with the chicken still on them. Bread.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bread and butter, sandwiches, that kind of thing. Cheese, pieces of cheese.
Yeah.
Fruit, certainly.
Yeah.
Cake.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the main ones, I'd say.
Yeah. It's funny, do you have that? Well, in Germany, it would be even rude to eat chicken with a knife and fork.
Oh, really?
You have to. I mean, you can eat the chicken breast, of course, but the legs and the wings, you'd have to
eat.
You
almost have to pick it up. Yes,
yes, you have to.
It's not quite the same here.
Right. And tell me, what are there any times of the day when you usually drink coffee and tea?
Well, any time, really. People drink coffee at any time, certainly.
Yeah.
Breakfast, mid-morning, after lunch, in the evening. Tea, a lot of people drink tea at tea time, obviously.
Yes.
And some people have tea for breakfast.
Right. So that would be a little more specific.
A little bit more.
Than the coffee.
A little bit more, yes.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, when can you actually smoke during a meal?
Ah, well, you can't smoke during a meal, really, or you don't. People smoke before a meal and after, but not during it.
And if that meal consists of several different courses, and if it lasts, like, for a few hours,
sometimes if there are lots of people, then you might have a break between courses when people can smoke.
Right.
But not always.
All right. Because in Germany you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Between courses, that would be no problem.
Yes, well, that's acceptable here,
mm-hmm.
too.
And tell me, what do you actually say, what is the word you use when someone raises their glass?
Oh, you mean to toast someone?
Yes.
Cheers. Cheers is what you say.
And tell me, do you have soup in the summer?
You can do. Soup is normally drunk in the winter, but quite a lot of people have soup in the summer. And you can have cold soup, of course, gazpacho or something like that.
But yes.
People occasionally drink warm soup as well. It's perfectly possible.
Right, so that's an all-year-round thing, really. And how about salad? Would you eat salad in the winter?
Sometimes, yes. It's like soup, really. Salad is generally eaten in the summer most often, but you can certainly have it in the winter.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Stephen. That was interesting.